بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. This Mubarak month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is for la'allakum tattaqun. The fasting we do is for la'allakum tattaqun. The recitation of the Quran Kareem is for la'allakum tattaqun. When we do iftar, it's for la'allakum tattaqun. When we do suhoor, it's for la'allakum tattaqun. If we perform tarawih, it is la'allakum tattaqun. When we walk to the masjid in the month of Ramadan, it is for la'allakum tattaqun. This concept of la'allakum tattaqun covers everything in terms of acts of worship from the beginning of the month of Ramadan till the end. So we sit in the masjid for la'allakum tattaqun. We do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for la'allakum tattaqun. We sit here for la'allakum tattaqun. What does this do? Sometimes when a person thinks about the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you begin to think in ways, in different ways, in different forms, so you can develop a comprehension of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking from us. Now, having said that, that can be dangerous for people who have free thinking in the deen. This can only be done when done in light of the Quran Kareem and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So before the month of Ramadan, just within a few days, and of course we all know that on the approach of the month of Ramadan, we all tend to become a little hyperactive, going out, doing some shopping for Ramadan, preparing for Ramadan. The women are doing things at home for the month of Ramadan. We're putting in place a number of things that will help us in the month of Ramadan. We begin to look at the timetable. And so there is a hive of activity that actually takes place and goes on just prior to the month of Ramadan. For some people, alhamdulillah, it begins from the month of Rajab through Shaban, and mentally and physically they are prepared. But some of us, the weak ones, a day or two before the month of Ramadan, we begin to think the month of Ramadan is here. So I was contemplating this, and then something came to me. Let me share it with you. And these thoughts that I had kind of resonated with me, and I actually hope you will understand too. So firstly, what we need to understand is we have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from before birth. From before birth, even before we were born, we've had a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us entry into this world, this is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of a journey that is continuing. In the hadith it's mentioned, kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Each and every individual that is born in this world is born on the fitra. The ulama, having discussed at length the word fitra, there is an understanding of the word fitra to mean Islam, Deen-e-Islam. Because this, the deen of Islam, and I'm not going to use the word religion, it's not a religion, it's a way of life. This deen-e-Islam actually comes naturally to individuals. And so a person is born with it, and then in the hadith is mentioned that it's his parents that make him either Yahudi or goes some other way, adopts another lifestyle, and so on and so forth. So each and everyone is born on the fitra. Having understood that the only way for me is Deen-e-Islam, then there is a certain requirement that needs to be fulfilled for staying on Deen-e-Islam. When that requirement is fulfilled, then there is a responsibility upon this individual of carrying out a certain number of acts that will allow a relationship to develop between this individual and his Creator. Now, in this process, I think the other day I mentioned it, there are ups and downs. In my own little way, I was thinking about this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this month for a reason. So thinking about it, and I thought, So when I thought of this, then I thought I should pen this down because I may forget it or I might get the words mixed up. And so what I thought of the month of Ramadan is that the month of Ramadan allows a servant, a banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recalibrate his relationship with Allah. It's a form of recalibration, which allows him to optimize his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thereby strengthening and cementing his servitude to the Creator. And these were the thoughts that came to me, and I thought, let me pen this down. The words themselves, if you deal in recalibrating things and optimizing things, you'll understand straight away what is meant by that. Over the 11 months, we tend to fail, we tend to fall short, we tend to do things that are contradictory to this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as soon as the month of Ramadan comes, we begin to see where our shortfall is. And we naturally ourselves, with this worry that the month of Ramadan is here, at least for the month of Ramadan, let me do something that is positive. And so we all of us, that's all of us, we begin to correct ourselves. We begin to straighten ourselves, we begin to... And that is a form of recalibration. And when an individual, you're sitting here, is optimizing your recalibration with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the barakat of that, inshallah, is, as Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fisani rahmatullah alayhi says, that when a person indulges systematically in the month of Ramadan, correcting himself, devoting himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the barakat of that lasts beyond the month of Ramadan into the year from Ramadan to Ramadan. And for some people it's a Ramadan to Ramadan, and then it's after Ramadan for a few days, a few weeks, a few months, for some 6 months, for some 7 months, 10 months. And it does happen. The better the recalibration in this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the better the effect of it. I don't know, do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
But that's how I was beginning to understand this. You know, when your PC begins to slow down, what do you do? Your PC begins to slow down, your computer, your laptop, even your phone. Not that you can do much with your phone now. The phones are sealed, you can't open them and fiddle with them to optimize them. So if your PC, what do? You open it up and you fiddle with some software thing to make it work better, or you make it so that it'll give you a longer period of time, work longer, work harder. And having failed the software part, what do? You turn to the hardware. Let's change that. Let's put a new processor in. Let's put a new graphics card in, let's put change the motherboard, maybe the RAM is beginning to fail, change the RAM, put a faster RAM in there, put more RAM in there, so there's allowance. So you do something like that. You can do that with cars. You know recalibration. You do it with everything in the world. All the gadgets that you have. For it to give you optimal performance, and this month allows us to get into that mood. And this is all for one reason. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is all ultimately for one reason, and that is inculcating and learning what restraint is. Whether you know something is going to be harmful or not, once you've learned that I need to restrain myself, then as the hadith says, الْحَلَالُ بَيِّنٌ وَالْحَرَامُ بَيِّنٌ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا مُشْتَبِهَاتٌ. When you understand very clearly what's right and what's wrong, you abstain from the wrong, you do the right. But when in doubt, what do you do? You abstain. Abstention allows you protection. Protecting what? This very valuable asset that we have. It's called Iman. This Iman is a relationship with our Creator. And in this relationship with our Creator, it's necessary to protect it. When we protect this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it makes us better. So when in doubt, as the hadith says, and it's a sahih hadith, abstention is the key. When in doubt of something, what do? You look for someone that has knowledge, an alim, for the sake of Allah. And I've said this and I'll keep saying it. Don't Google it. Google is not your ustad. How do you know the website that you're going to be accessing is reliable? You may have asked Maulana Javed, you may have asked Maulana Abrar, you may have asked somebody, oh, it's a good reliable website, and they'll tell you. But even if you've heard it from ulama, that's a reliable website, don't go to it. In fact, go to someone that is alive. Google is dead. Doesn't have any life. It's not emotionally charged up. It's not. You need to go to somebody that can feel, somebody that can see, somebody that can understand, somebody that can comprehend, somebody that can sympathize, somebody that can be compassionate. Do you think Google is doing all of that for you? Hypothetically, as an example, people come to me and they ask me certain things and I give them an answer. That same question could be put to Google. And Google nowadays is becoming like an absolute AI. But remember, what does AI mean? Artificial. In the end, no matter how developed this system of theirs becomes, it is nevertheless still artificial. And the probability of it failing and going wrong is immense. It's great. It's not just a little. They may say to you, this is how they like to promote their inventions and the technology and the advancement by saying, oh, it's become foolproof, now everything is okay. In fact, with advancement, it's become weaker. So, in this month, the duty upon us is to devote ourselves and optimize our relationship, our acts of worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that after the month of Ramadan, our servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't begin to buckle straight away. At least it lasts for a few weeks, a few months. Inshallah, it lasts for the whole year. So inshallah, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be as it is in the month of Ramadan, from Ramadan to Ramadan. That inshallah became a little weak. What we were doing prior to Ramadan, it should be shed now. Not shed as in sharing, no, shed, let go of. S-H-E-D, shed. And not the shed in the back garden either. This is shed, that something that is, you know, let go of. It falls off just naturally. Like a snake sheds the skin when it's developing from one stage to another. Or there are animals, lizards, that shed their skin. So let us shed what we did prior to the month of Ramadan and develop a new skin.
Inshallah.
And that skin is the skin that will allow us to devote ourselves for the next year to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we have been doing in the month of Ramadan.
Inshallah.
So we become optimized.
Inshallah.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy.
Amen.
We have a few more days, so today is, what, Tuesday, another 5 days, 6 days left before we come to the end of this Mubarak month. So the more, and if you look in the hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ, it's mentioned as that Rasulullah ﷺ would tie his loincloth, is lungi, even tighter. Not so that, you know, you can't breathe. But the idea was devotion. Even more devotion in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. And that is one of the ideas behind the i'tikaf, that a person sits in i'tikaf so they can devote their time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make it easy for us.
Amen.
And may Allah accept it from us. It's all about optimizing your Quranic Kareem, your dhikr, your durood, your istighfar, your salah. And staying hungry plays a big part in it. Staying hungry plays a big part in it. Now, as the month of Ramadan comes to an end, I don't know, people are already possibly beginning to think, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do that. Don't go that far. Don't prepare yourself that I need to do this. You say to yourself, I need to carry on with what I've been doing. May Allah make it easy. I do understand, of course, and we all comprehend this, that the month of Ramadan comes with its own very unique blessings that allow us for optimal performance. But you only get better by it, with it. Over the last few years, the number of Ramadans that we have practiced and indulged in, hopefully we're getting better from one Ramadan to the next. And I can sort of testify to that, because there are sisters, there are brothers that speak to me and they inform me of their progress. And there are brothers and sisters who cannot understand how, but of course this is the doing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the month of Ramadan. They're doing one Quran khatam, then another, then another, then another, and alhamdulillah, they're doing it. So many durood, so many nawafil, and alhamdulillah, there are many ladies that sit in i'tikaf too. And for ladies, for women, it's a difficult task, because they have so many responsibilities. So it's all about optimizing our acts of worship, so that we strengthen our bond and our relationship and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we become better bandeh. We become better servants, inshallah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم.
حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.
حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل 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 حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم.
إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله وإنا
صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم.
الله ولي الذين آمنوا.
الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الذين آمنوا الله ولي 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 الذين آمنوا
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على
Close your eyes, focus upon your heart, contemplate the mercy coming down upon the heart. And out of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this mercy, the heart is saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله اللهم إنك كريم كريم رحيم اللهم سلم اللهم تجاوز عنا ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نحمدك يا الله.